Hot 1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Well, it was an interesting day, obviously, with inflation numbers out in the UK, 9% locally, 5.9%. What is the Reserve Bank going to do tomorrow? Wayne McCurry, portfolio manager at FNB Wealth and Investments, 50 basis points pretty much baked in.
Yes, I think so, yes. Can't do anything else. And, you know, we in a good position here. I mean, we haven't got 9% inflation. The Rand, even though it has weakened, still looks okay. You know, we actually in a good position. Commodity prices have not collapsed around our ears like you normally get in a downturn.
And where was the last time you could have said that inflation in the UK was almost double that what we've
seen? It's inconceivable, yeah.
It really is inconceivable. No wonder the Bank of England governor is saying, well, this is pretty apocalyptic stuff. The retail sales numbers came out today, modest 1.3% year-on-year growth in March. The other big talking point was obviously Tencent's results, and that dragged Naspers and Prosus down. And the market wasn't expecting anything great from Tencent, considering how the Chinese Communist Party has been cracking down on the gaming company. What stood out for you?
We hopefully have reached the end of this crackdown. If you see what the deputy prime minister or whatever said last night in China, that we're actually going to take our foot off their throats. And he was almost as explicit as that, but the words didn't seem to count too much. But look, the results themselves aren't that important. It's the results relative to the share price. I mean, Naspers is down from 4,000 Rand a share to 1,600, somewhere around there. You know, I think it's seriously cheap longer term.
Ever since management said they're going to try and unlock value. The best way to unlock value is still to spin off Tencent. Now, Nampak issued a trading statement this morning. Half year HEPS up 100%, puts it on a PE of what, 3.7? This is dirt cheap. Too cheap? Is it cheap for a reason?
Look, I mean, the share's down. Okay, it's up today. I forget what it's up today, but on a 5 year basis, it's down 80%, 85%. They're in a terrible spot. They are suffering from competition from all angles. They don't get volume. They had huge problems. And the one good thing about their results was that there was no specials, no funnies for the first time in as long as what you can remember, no restructuring costs, no provisions, no, it was clean.
Well, up 4.7% today. This is one that I would actually be taking a little bit of a punt on. ShopRite announcing a almost 9 billion rand evergreen BE employee trust at its subsidiary ShopRite Checkers. This looks really smart.
I think it really is good. And it's, I'm so happy it's an evergreen that it doesn't come to an end and you've got to renew it, and that the staff are benefiting. I think it's great.
126,000 staff are going to benefit directly. Yeah. This is the way that empowerment should be
done. The way it should be done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stop enriching the elites. Yeah. Let's give it to the staff. Wayne McCurry, portfolio manager at FNB Wealth and Investments, with your view from the market here on Hot.
Hot 1027 Business with Michael Avery.